The robed figure opened its mouth, and a series of hissing sounds emanated from it. The form took another step toward me, giving me a better view. The hooded robe was made of a soft leather, open down the middle, and cinched at the waist by a belt and ornate buckle. Heavy leather boots extended below the robe's hem. The figure hissed some more and took yet another step. I began backing away. What in the world was this thing? Look, I think you have the wrong address. I didn't order anything. I'm already registered to vote. I don't need gutter guards. More hissing sounds. I was ready to turn and make a dash for my car when the figure raised an arm and pointed something at me. It was shaped vaguely like a gun.
Womp!
A sharp pain shot through my leg. I glanced down and saw a hypodermic needle sticking out of my thigh. I stared down at the dart sticking from my leg. Who was this creature? Why did it shoot me? How does something like that even happen to a guy who's just minding his own business? My head started swimming and I dropped to my knees. I knew I couldn't stay where I was, not with the figure, whatever it was, moving toward me again. I pulled the hypodermic needle out, threw it away from myself, and scrambled to my feet as quickly as I could, hopping on my other leg. "What's the big idea?" I barked. I tried to sound like a tough guy, though I felt like anything but that. I glanced at my car. Should I make a dash for it? It was locked now. Would I be able to unlock it and jump in before whoever this was attacked again? Taking another step toward me, the hooded figure stuck the gun into the belt of the robe. It continued to hiss, but this time with words beginning to emerge from the hisses. "Understand hiss now? I mean you no harm." No harm, huh? You call shooting someone with a tranquilizer dart no harm? Good. You understand me now. It was not a tranquilizer. You're fine. You are Gabriel Lake, correct? The voice was cool, detached. I couldn't get a read on whether it was male or female. What do you mean, am I Gabriel Lake? Man, talk about shoot first and ask questions later. So this isn't some random attack then? You were planning on shooting me. And if it isn't a tranquilizer, then what is it?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it? Sure. Why should I worry about a hypodermic? It's not like you could have injected me with anything harmful, like a toxin or a virus.
I have a business proposal for you.
So, this was a potential client? 2 in 1 day. At least the trucking company guy didn't hiss at me and inject me with God knows what. You could have just sent me an email, I said, rubbing my sore thigh.
I need you to help with a missing person case.
What do you mean? Like a database of missing persons or something?
No, I need you to help me find a missing person.
Look, whoever you are, I'm a computer programmer. I don't find missing persons. That isn't what I do.
I have seen your file, Gabriel Lake. You are the leading expert in this locality on crime solving.
What? No, I'm not. I've never solved a crime in my life. The figure was silent for a few seconds.
You are Gabriel Lake, right?
Yes, we agree on that one.
I know you have studied crime extensively.
The hooded figure pulled out a phone-sized device and tapped it a few times.
The Maltese Falcon, the murder of Roger Ackroyd, murder on the Orient Express. If death ever slept. The list goes on. You have been identified as an expert on crime.
Those are all novels, mysteries, detective stories. They're fiction. Rex Stout, Dashiell Hammett, Agatha Christie.